So the water's laying in a swamp-type situation there. So I don't know if he plans on putting his building up further. That's none of my business. But if the elevations are going to change to make it flatter or whatever, that needs to be addressed, I guess, just basically.
Would that be addressed
during the Division II construction permit process?
What's that?
That gets addressed a little deeper when a Division II construction permit is applied for.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's when you get down in, I call it the weeds of the project and the...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that being said, am I going to be able to monitor that?
Well, we'll post the property. We don't send out notifications, but the property's posted, and you can continue to call the office to see if application's been made. We'll hold a public hearing in our office 5 days after we publicly post that property. That's per the guidance code for Division II permits.
Okay. Well, you did send me a letter.
Well, that's for this Division III hearing.
Yes, it was.
But for that's the land use change, but then he has to come back for construction permits.
And I won't get a letter for that?
Letters are not sent for those, no. The property will be physically posted, right? Probably right on the front.
Okay.
Where it's visible.
Okay. Has anybody made a site inspection?
I mean, I've been out there.
Okay. You know what I'm speaking about.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that the slope's right down there. And
that's, and I plan on using the upper two-thirds at some point in time, but if it's just all the waterway, I'm not going to be able to use it.
And then this little triangle, that's actually a different owner. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've tried to buy that a couple years ago, and then people won't sell it. Yeah, it's kind of a nuisance. But he mentioned a sewer versus a septic tank. There's a pump station all the way to the left there, right?
Yeah, right down below the cheeky monkey.
So I don't know who he spoke to. If he wanted to buy an easement from me, maybe that can be worked out in that low part, you know, whatever. If the septic system isn't a big plus. So that's all I have to say. That was pretty much, had all that junk on it for a long time. It's in the county and it's zoned commercial. I mean, on the tax bill it's zoned commercial. So, That's about it. Just the drainage problem.
Okay. And, sir, could I get your name, please?
Bob Ludwig. L-U-D-W-I-G. Yeah, I filled out a form.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else for or against the application? Sir, if you'd like to come back up.
Thank you, Mr. Ludwig, for making those comments. I would address a couple of things that he mentioned. It is a mess. The water that flows through there, it affects both of our properties. And what happens is it flows from up here on top, and in the center there's a culvert that comes from across the road, and it comes down here, and it just completely swamps this whole area. And then I guess it ends up in maybe, I'm not sure where it goes.
The lowest point of water.
But this is all so wet and swampy that we can't even drive a truck in there and drive it out without getting stuck. Every time we drive down there, even when we bush hog, we get it stuck. But that's not the area that I'm proposing to build on. This area here, and you'll see from the design that I gave you, this area here and back is about approximately 12 feet higher than the lower area. There's a big rock, you know, embankment here, and I was going to build that storage up here on the top. So I wasn't going to plan on doing any elevation changes on that lower part that would affect the water flow
at this time.
Got any questions for the applicant? Are we to a point someone would entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the project.
We have a motion on the floor to approve.
I'll second.
And we've got a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
7-0.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Next, we have 540 Dale Avenue, Hollister.
Pamela Sandberg and Robin Hendry are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for allowing nightly rental use in an existing single-family home located at 540 Dale Avenue, Hollister. Per the assessor's information, the three-bedroom single-family home was built in 1935, located in the Lakeland Beach subdivision, Lot 1A. The property is served by private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The properties surrounding 540 Dale Avenue are occupied and vacant residential lots. Within 1,000 feet of 540 Dale Avenue is Vickery Resort that was approved in 2006 for 18 condominiums to be used in existing resort as the existing resort after they were constructed. And a 2002 special use permit for a bed and breakfast at 417 Dale, and then a 1993 Division 2 permit for construction of a single family home to be used as a bed and breakfast at 387. The project received a total score of 1 on the Western Taney County.
Good. Mr. Cooper, do you mind taking the conversation outside, please? Thank you. Sorry, Scott.
That's all right. That's all I had except for the few pictures. That's our drive, if you remember, and I'll pull up the house location. We've included their drawing of parking. A buffer plan, which they can expand on. And then, of course, your special use, which would allow advertising for no more than 8 persons. And that's all I have.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And do you want to add to the story?
You want me to?
Sure.
Can I open this? I've lived at this property since 1990, and it's come a long way since then. It's been a family home. I raised both my children in that home. And Robin and I purchased another home in the neighborhood. It's just 2 blocks away that we fixed all up and recently moved into back in December. So we have 2 properties in the neighborhood. Back in January, my husband lost part of his job. He's been an employee at Silver Dollar City for 16 years, and he was cut back. He lost about 2/3 of his wage. So since January, we're just kind of trying to figure out what to do with this property. We listed it for sale. It's not really something that I want to do. As we mentioned in the last meeting, we would like to be able to use this for family and friends and have the flexibility to do the nightly rental when it's not in use. We've already used it about 5 weeks so far this year for family, which is a great blessing when family comes to visit. We do have to generate some income on this house in order to keep it. I've managed properties in the past. Since I've lived in this property, I've had rental property totally surround me. So both homes on either side of me are rental. At one point, both the houses in front of us were rental properties. So I know how that is kind of a hit and miss. You know, you have good experiences, you have bad experiences. To me, it's more of a people problem than a property problem. It's when people behave badly that there are problems. So Robin and I have both used the VRBOs and nightly rentals in the past when we meet up with family. We think there's a place for nightly rentals in our community. We live in a neighborhood that's considered a vacation area. It's very diverse. We have everything from trailer homes, mobile homes, double wides. There's people out there that have parking lots that use them for parking or properties for parking. Boats, trailers, that sort of thing. There's rental property out there. There's duplexes, as you mentioned, Vickery Resort. There's been nightly rentals since I've lived there, and they do not cause a problem. One of the things that we were concerned about was, you know, some of the fears of the neighbors. I've been out and visited with almost everybody on the list that we sent the letters to. You had asked me to do that last time. So I have been up and down the neighborhood talking to the people right near us that this would affect, and I have had nothing but support. Everybody that I've talked to has signed our paper. You can see I've got 50 signatures of people, and these are people that live right near us that support us in this endeavor. Robin and I, they know us. We've been, like I said, in this neighborhood for a long time. People feel good about us maintaining that property. Several people mentioned, you know, if we were to sell it, you don't know what you're going to get. At least we know that you're going to take care of the property. We know you. You're well invested in the neighborhood. So that's been the general consensus. There was one letter that was sent to you. Unfortunately, those people didn't want to talk to us about it. But I understand that they have some fears and some concerns, and we respect those. That's why we decided to do this with the permit. We didn't want to go back behind people's, you know, backs and not be forthcoming about this. We want the neighbors to know what's going on with our property. We've always helped each other out. You know, when people leave, we watch over their properties, that sort of thing. That's what makes a great neighborhood, is the people. We'd very much like to do this rental. Like I said, I'm very emotionally attached to this home. Been there 29 years. You know, the whole concern about it depreciating property values. If my taxes are any indication, my taxes tripled this year. It went from $473 to $1,512. So that kind of tells you what I've done with the house there. It was the original house out there, the homestead. We just want to hang on to it, and in order to do that, we've got to generate some money, and I do not want to put anybody in that house for a year or even 6 months at a time. It requires great maintenance. I have beautiful koi gardens and flower gardens in the back. We're on the hill. It's a hard property to maintain, and I don't want to put that into somebody else's hands. I want more control than that. So, I think we've gone through, I want to thank Scott for all of his help. We know what we have to do to comply, you know, to get the permit, and we're willing to do all of those things.
And to access the property, is that one?
State Highway 165.
165, right,
yes.
There.
Today. State Park, right here. This is the campground. This is State Park Marina.
Okay.
On Table Rock. And this is 165.
We have a public access, a boat ramp that's right there, you know, within, 3/8 of a mile of the home. There is a core access to the lake right across the street from us. So,
ingress and egress, yours would be the second house on the right coming in?
I'm not sure if I understand your question.
Just coming from the highway down in, you wouldn't really be going through the subdivision.
No, we're far on the far end. Yeah, definitely. Just 3/8 mile from the boat access, the core boat access. So I think we're the fourth house on the right after the boat access. So
okay.
There's not many homes between us and the boat access.
Is it anyone here signed up to speak against this application? Got one. So let's let him speak. Please.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Tom Rankin, 184 Parkside. We also have quite a few of our, my neighbors that are here that aren't going to speak, but if I could ask them to stand just so you'll know the number of folks here.